Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I'm John Patti, and many of you know that WBAL's Radio Kids campaign works year-round to help needy children here in the Baltimore metro area in a lot of different ways. One of our big contributions to these children is giving them the chance to attend a summer camp. And one of the camps that the WBAL Radio Kids campaign has helped for the past few years is the Pimlico Youth Program Summer Camp. We sent WBAL Scott Wyckoff there to summer camp today.
My name is Donna Dean, and I'm the camp director here at Pimlico Road Youth Program.
What a great camp this is, to see the kids come in every day in the summer with their bright, smiling faces. It must be very invigorating.
It is very, very, very invigorating.
This is a group of kids that have a lot of energy?
They have a lot of energy, yes.
How important is the camp to the neighborhood here?
The camp is very important to the neighborhood because I think we're unique because of all the things that we offer here, different components, the academics, the cultural enrichment, and the trips and different activities.
And the activities, the kids love to talk about where they go, what they do, and they also love to go in the pool.
Well, as you said, they're from Baltimore, so most of them, they do talk.
It's great to interview Baltimore kids. They love to talk about their neighborhoods, their friends, what they do. What's the favorite thing that you see the kids doing on a daily basis?
What I see them doing on a daily basis is learning, really. And we may not think that they're learning, but they proved it yesterday when the younger children had to write a poem and they gave all the information needed for the poem. You think they're not listening, but they really are.
I'm Kylie, and I am 10 years old.
What's your favorite thing about coming to camp every day?
Basically everything.
Is this a great camp?
Yes.
If someone had never heard of your camp, tell them the name of it and tell them the type of things you do each day.
The name of it is Pimlico Road Youth Program, and Mondays is usually like free day, and then Tuesdays is swimming, and then Wednesdays is trips, and Thursdays is another free day, and then Friday is swimming.
And also, tell me about some of the trips you've been on this summer, some of the trips you've been on, and some of the trips you're going to go on.
Well, there's sailing, there's an aquarium, there's the Erastic Park, like where we went hiking and stuff.
Why do you think it's important to have a summer camp like this here in the Pimlico neighborhood?
Because you need something to do.
Gives you and your friends a lot of things to do every day.
Yes. They teach me about the solar system and stuff.
My name is Tamarina and I'm 6 years old.
Tell me what's the best thing about your summer camp here.
That we get to play outside. The best thing is swimming.
How did you learn how to swim?
My uncle taught me.
Tell me the most important thing about swimming.
If you're little, make sure you have a floaty on. And if you're big, like a big kid, make sure you don't go too deep.
Well, thank you very much for being interviewed.
You're welcome.
All right. How about that? And they're a great group of kids with a bunch of great counselors also helping them.
The counselors are great. The kids are great. It is a great camp.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you guys, and you guys have a great summer, okay? Take it easy.
Bye.
WBAL Scott Wyckoff, and we are proud to say that we provide the transportation that gets all those children to their various points of interest in the summer camp at the Pimlico Road Youth Program Summer Camp. And, of course, the BAL Radio Kids campaign relies on donations from our listeners to enable us to continue helping needy children throughout the year throughout the Baltimore area.